Beth, the Locker Room Chat is on the air. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. We are joined by girls basketball coach Nate Bauman. Blue Jays in the middle of their midseason tournament at Burlington, suffering a loss in the first round against Ottawa. That was a 55-46 final, set to take on Paola Friday at 3:15. Well, Coach, take us through that first-round game against Ottawa earlier this week. Again, 55-46, the final. Just a couple takeaways from that one.
Yeah, you know, that was a really physical, aggressive game. Ottawa is obviously a bigger school. The league they play in, they just play a little different style than maybe we do in Northeast Kansas, which a lot of times works to our advantage. And I thought we competed really well against it, but they were extremely athletic. Probably shocked us maybe just a little bit early, even though we talked about it. They got off to a 7-0 start. But I was really proud of the way we battled back, ended up taking the lead by the end of the first quarter, and it was kind of back and forth the whole way until we had to start fouling at the end. And to their credit, they knocked down free throws. And so, yeah, it was good. It was a good game for us. Like I told the girls, it's gonna make us better in the long run to play somebody that's that athletic and physical. And I love the way we competed.
So you get Paola on Friday at 3:15. Maybe big difference or two between a Paola team you're going to see on Friday and then an Ottawa team that you just saw in a losing effort.
You know, it's going to be a really similar style. I don't think Paola is not quite as big with their athleticism. They're athletic, but they're a little smaller. But it's going to be a similar style. So I really think last night's game probably prepared us well for what we'll see from Paola on Friday. We played both of these teams in the tournament last year, and we were able to squeak by Ottawa last year, and we lost to Paola last year. So we're hoping we can flip that script this year.
What needs to be changed this time around? Not necessarily changed, but as far as a few keys for this game against Paola to get back on the winning track and put yourself in a scenario to win maybe back-to-back games to finish out that tournament.
Yeah, you know, I'm still looking for us to just kind of, slow down mentally against that kind of pressure. You know, that's the idea for them is to get you sped up and to get you making mistakes and doing things you don't normally do. And we did a little bit of that last night and contributed to some of our demise for sure. But so that's really the key, you know, catching the ball and facing the basket and ripping through and being aggressive and attacking that pressure, but attacking it under control and not getting out of control and doing things that are out of character for us. And then, you know, for us, we give up 55 points to teams, but it'll be hard for us to win. We don't score in the 50s, and that's not our plan typically. And they got a lot of those at the free throw line last night, especially towards the end. But we got to hold teams down in the 30s or at least the 40s to have a real good chance to win.
So about the girls basketball coach Nate Bauman joining us, his team in the midseason tournament at Burlington, losing in the first round to Ottawa 55-46, a consolation semifinal matchup on Friday at 3:15. Against Paola. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.